Have you ever thought about how you're going to get to work while the summer's big events are on? Today, Transport for London revealed a map of its Olympic and Paralympic travel hotspots across the capital. An extra 3 million people on our transport system on the busiest days could cause havoc for regular commuters. The issue is causing so much concern for a group of children's nurseries that they are considering providing camp beds to let staff sleep over during the games. BBC London 94.9's Anna O'Neill is at a nursery in Vauxhall for us now.
It's Marsham Street Community Nursery, Eddie, in Westminster, just round the corner from Pimlico Tube near to Vauxhall. And you've talked about it, haven't you? You've said that a lot of these stations, like particularly in East London, Stratford, near the XL Centre, Greenwich Park, we know that Bank Tube and DLR station, a Mile End station, they'll be really busy. London Bridge and Waterloo, they're going to be exceptionally busy. But you might think to yourself, well, I don't use any of those stations, so how is it going to affect me? Well, of course, all this is going to have a massive knock-on effect. And so some very forward-thinking people have taken it into their business to plan ahead and ask what might happen. And one of those people is here with me now. It's nursery manager Michelle Samuels. Michelle, how have staff reacted to the fact that they may have to sleep over on camp beds for some of the six or seven weeks of the Olympics and Paralympics?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of them are not worried because it's all about the excitement of the Olympics and we just want to be as prepared as possible and we're trying to look at everything with a positive spin on it. If we do have to stay over, it may just be that we have an Olympic stay over.
What, so you make a bit of a fun time of it?
It seems like the best way to go. I think that approach is the best way to go. It doesn't mean that anyone's panicking, it means that they're coming here. I myself have done it many times before to stay over for when we were snowed in, so I think I don't have any problems with my staff. All of my staff are more than capable and more than happy to come
well,
in.
Well, come on, though, Michelle. It is going above and beyond the call of duty, isn't it? I'm not sure I'd be that happy if I had to stay over on a camp bed in the newsroom.
I'm sure I understand that, but I think working as a part of London Early Years Foundation, you really do have that positive image, and everything's about doing everything best for the children, really. And the staff team are fully aware of that, and it's all about making sure we're as flexible as possible for the parents and the children, ensuring that we've still got the quality going out there.
No, it's not just your nursery. Juno Sullivan, you're the chief executive of the London Early Years Foundation. It's based, obviously, in this building. Marsham Street Nursery is part of it. But you've got 22 other nurseries. Is it just your group of nurseries that's thinking about this and planning ahead?
No, we had a summit the other day, and we had 42 nurseries from 15 boroughs across London, and that kind of equals to 50,000 parents, actually. And it was really interesting because some of the things that we hadn't really thought about became more discussed, and so people went away feeling much more positive about how they were going to plan for it.
Like what?
Well, for example, everyone thinks about it as the events, but actually there's large parts of London that are going to host kind of associated events, and then there's all sorts of pubs and places that are going to have their own kind of celebrations. And, you know, if the French win something, they might well have, you know, a big event where the French embassy is. There are all of those kind of things that will go on during the day as well. And if there are events in the day, people will want to hang out, you know, and we're, a lot of us, this is 14 London Early Years Foundations in Westminster, so people will be around.
So should parents be concerned about this?
I don't think they should be concerned. I think they should be planning and thinking about, can I have holiday? You see, it's a longer period than people thought. First, everyone thought, oh, it's just 2 weeks. Actually, no, it's six. And in fact, if you want to look at the Jubilee, it's the whole summer. So I think you have to think about, can you go on holiday? Can you shorten your hours? Can you get your employer to be a bit more flexible? Can your mum collect? Have you got your details up to date? Have you changed your mobile phone, forgot to tell the nursery? All of those things. Can you carry your child instead of pushing them in their buggy, you know, on the crowded streets? There are many things that you'd have to think about, and looking at our alternative.
About this idea, I mean, what struck me was you're going to ask Ofsted about changing the rules as to how many have to have the ratio of staff to children. So, for example, at the moment, one person can look after two babies under, what is it, under two?
Under two, like that. Yeah, three babies.
If your staff can't get in, potentially, you may not be able to open certain rooms in your nursery.
Well, that's true. And we just want some flexibility, and we don't want to do anything that's going to make the children unsafe. But, you know, we need the sort of powers that be to understand that London, during the Olympic period, is in a situation it's never been in before, so that we need some flexibility about that. So I think, yeah, I am going to write to Ofsted and ask them, you know, for their tolerance on this matter.
OK, well, Juno Sullivan will be looking forward to hearing how you get on with that. Thanks very much indeed, and thanks very much to you.